And it says, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and language shall serve him. His dominion is what? Everlasting. His everlasting dominion. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall what? Shall not pass away. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. And that's what Satan been trying to do in your life and mine. But there came one from the tribe of Judah. And he's called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He established this kingdom for you and I to live and abide in forever. All nations, it says. Didn't it say it? It says, notice it says, and that was given him dominion. That was given him what? Dominion. And what else? Glory. Do you think the devil have any glory? Mm-mm. And a kingdom. See, we have been called into that kingdom. We're in the kingdom of God now. Because his kingdom is a righteous kingdom. And in that kingdom, he said, all people. How many people? Then it didn't stop with people, it said nations. And didn't stop with nation, they said what? Language shall serve him. And Satan had been trying to get people to serve him. I watch just a little of the march on Washington. And the march, you know, to pray. And thank God for people having the boldness to stand up, because that's what we're going to do. We the body, going to have to get rid of our differences and recognize there's only one Jesus. And let give the word first place. Listen to what I'm saying now. Give the word first place in our lives, in our hearts, so it can clean us up with all those foolish things we say. I heard them pray, and thank God for them praying, but some of them were shot full of holes. You think they would know better. But I'm not criticized. I'm thanking God for them, but we're going to have to get together so we can help each other. Name of one Jesus. Name of one God. Name of one Holy Spirit. And people still thinking they're sinners. How in the world can you be a new creature and a sinner at the same time? It's sad, but I'm not here criticizing them. I want to thank God for them being bold enough to step out. But we're going to have to hold one another up and support each other and bring that truth to those that want to be taught the truth. Because we're not going to fail in our assignment from the Lord. This nation alone, God chose us because we chose him. And that's why you find all the other nations coming against the United States of America so hard. And they're coming from every place trying to silence the church. Now watch it. They want to make us, I want y'all to hear me now. They want to make us just common, the enemy wants to bring us under his control, where we be so afraid, or we'll be coward, and we won't preach the gospel. We'll preach what people like. Because if you preach the pure gospel, you will be persecuted. Come on. Because many of us sitting in this congregation, I said many, some of us, we still got to get free. Amen. Because you mentioned Holy Ghost and talking in tongues, you just about freeze a bunch of folks. Because the enemy, that was the main thing that Jesus said he was saying. Come on now. That was the main thing he said. He said real plain, but ye shall receive what? Power. When? After the Holy Ghost come upon you. And we got people try to explain it to be everything but what he said to them. He said, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, I'm just paraphrasing now. When the Holy Ghost come upon you, it didn't say when you get born again. When the Holy Ghost come upon you, you will speak with tongues. Ain't no, Holy Ghost is speaking with tongues, not the Holy Ghost. But so many people miss the purpose of it. Now listen to what he said. That's a sign that you receive. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. But look what he said will happen to you. But you shall receive what? When? After the Holy Ghost come upon you. Then you shall be what? Witnesses. So that's why we have people that have a problem being a witness, because they don't have the power. Come on. They'll do a little. But if you want to be a strong witness, get full of the Holy Ghost, because you don't care. You care, but you don't care. You shall be what? Witnesses unto me, what? First in Jerusalem. Then what else? Judea, then what else? Samaria, then unto the whole world. See, talking in tongues is not just gibbering something off. You're speaking a language. You're praying in a way. It's a perfect prayer that you can't pray this prayer no other way, unless this is the way you pray about things. Let me say it, perfect prayer, the way you pray about things that your mind don't even know you should be praying about.